Welcome to the College Football Bros. I'm Michael Newman.
And I'm Trey Newman.
Oh, gotta restart it. Gotta restart it. Welcome to the College Basketball Bros. I am Michael Newman.
That's right. And I'm Trey Newman.
I think I'm going to leave in that first one, the mistake. It was just kind
of instinct,
muscle memory. But talking college hoops here. Before we get to our thoughts on the bracket, be sure to join our ESPN Tournament Challenge Pool. I will try to remember to put that in the description of this episode. If I don't, I'm sure someone will remind me, and I can tweet it out and put it on our Instagram. But in this episode, we're going to get to, in each region, we're going to name our sleepers, and we're going to pick one first round upset. So let's start on the top left of the bracket, as I like to call it this year. It's the East region. Give me a sleeper, Trey.
Well, this region is stacked. There's three of the four Final Four teams from last year in this: UConn, San Diego State, and Florida Atlantic, which not, you know, huge powers, obviously UConn, but there's also four Power Conference tournament champs: UConn, Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn. It's loaded. So a sleeper for me is, I guess maybe not the biggest sleeper by definition since they won the SEC championship, but I'm saying Auburn because they're a four seed, and they were, when looking at basically any power rating, they were completely misseeded. They're top five or top 10 in all the predictive metrics, and they're a four seed. So they're balanced. Wouldn't surprise me if they ended up reaching the Final Four.
Yes, we have not discussed our picks here before the episode, but I have the exact same sleeper because four seed, not the deepest sleeper, but they are on. I saw on Yahoo that the two and three seeds in this region, Iowa State and Illinois, are getting picked to go to the Final Four more than Auburn, which kind of makes sense. But the betting odds have Auburn as the second favorite, so I think they could be a nice pick in a bracket pool. Just won the SEC title, six straight wins, big favorite over Yale in round one, potentially SDSU in round two. They'd be a big favorite. UConn obviously will be very tough, but that's any of these sleepers is maybe has to face UConn.
This region's tough. You always want to make sure that you're like, if you're going with like a sleeper Final Four pick, you want that first round to be like kind of comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're picking a 5-12, you know, a five seed to make a deep run, make sure that it's not one of those close spread 5-12 games, you know?
Yeah. Upset. Okay. I think I'm going to say Duquesne over BYU. Not totally certain. That would be the upset I might lean towards. It's a 6-11 matchup. BYU's like 9.5-point favorite, but the storyline is that it's Duquesne, their coach is retiring after this year, Keith Dambra, and they just won the A-10 tourney. They did it by beating a top 25 Dayton team earlier in the tournament, and Dayton, I kind of looked at, Dayton has a similar profile to BYU, who they have a good offense but not an elite defense, so maybe the Dukes can take advantage.
All right, I'm taking an 12 seed over the 5 seed, UAB over San Diego State. One of our patrons, Joel, posted a link to evanmaya.com, and he had found there that certain teams play better than expected against good teams and worse than expected against bad teams, and that's predictive moving forward, which kind of makes sense. Like, I feel like we've all intuitively see teams like that or kind of know that that's there, but I've never seen anybody quantify it. And so anyway, UAB is one of those teams that plays well going up in class, so maybe they can do that here.
Good. All right, so that was the East. Okay, so now what, we're going over to the South.
All right, yeah, we're going clockwise here on the
clockwise
bracket.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start with your sleeper then here.
I am gonna say Florida as a 7 seed, which again, this is a risky sleeper because they're going to play the winner of, we're recording this before Colorado and Boise State have played in their play-in game. But either way, it's going to be a pretty close spread with Florida. But Florida is another one of those teams that plays really well against the good teams. that I think would hopefully bode well in a tournament full of lots of good teams. And their second round opponent, the reason I like them, is the 2-seed Marquette. Well, potentially the 2-seed Marquette.
Yeah.
And there's still some uncertainty as to how healthy Tyler Kolek is.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, that first game could be a challenge. But they just made it to the SEC championship, so they're quality. All right, my sleeper here is Texas Tech, actually. They're the 6-seed.
Yeah.
They just recently, they beat Baylor and BYU. I don't necessarily love them like as a team, but their path to me kind of gives them a chance. They have NC State the first round, which is no gimme, but they're favored, and they would draw Kentucky most likely. And Kentucky has a really poor defense. I think the Red Raiders might be able to take advantage. They'd just be a small underdog either way, and then they'd potentially get a Marquette or a Florida if they get through. And like you mentioned, Marquette's not even a fully healthy, so that's kind of my sleeper team, the Red Raiders, to make a run.
All right, let's get to the upset then in this bracket. I am taking. I came prepared, Trey. I know YouTube. I know we're not on YouTube, so you can't see this, but I've got my Western Kentucky Hilltoppers home field apparel shirt on right now, and I'm taking Western Kentucky 15 seed over the 2-seed Marquette.
That is bold. I love it.
They are, you know, I mean, they're playing extremely well. Just won Conference USA tournament, and like I said with Marquette, they've got the health question mark. Not only Kolek, but another guard, Stevie Mitchell, dealing with a shoulder injury. Their best big, Iguodaro, missed the end of the Big East.
Yeah, they were banged
up.
Not
the Big East, but the Big East title with an injury. I mean, he's supposed to be back, but still, they're, you know, not being,
he's not
100%. Maybe going up against, well, they're definitely going up against a team that plays at a super high tempo. And so you think being not 100% could hurt you there.
Yeah. It's funny. There's a couple upsets that I think a lot of people are going to take. And one of them is NC State 5.5 dog against the 11 or as an 11 seed, just because they won the ACC title. But I'm not going to go there. I'm going to say James Madison over Wisconsin, the 12-5. It's like a 5.5 point spread. And man, the Dukes, like, football and basketball have been breakout years. James Madison, wow. But Wisconsin, they did seem to find their stride as they got in the Big Ten tournament. But before that, they were pretty vulnerable. So the Dukes are 31-3. They knocked off Michigan State to start the year. They did play one of the worst schedules, but you're still got to be pretty good if you win 31 games.
All right, so you're going with PFT over Big Cat in that one.
I know. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, next we've got, let's see, we're going to the bottom right, the Midwest region. Give me a sleeper.
Oh, Midwest. I was looking at this too. You know, the funny thing about this bracket is you've got, it's kind of the underachievers, Matt Painter, Purdue, and Rick Barnes of Tennessee. They're the 1 and 2 seeds. Like, one of those guys has to break through. But sleeper-wise, I'm going with Gonzaga. The 5-seed, you know, traditionally Gonzaga is not a sleeper, and even maybe not even the 5-seed, but it just, that's my point, is that they're, most years they've been the top team in a region with kind of Final Four national title expectations. This year, like a month ago, Gonzaga was like a bubble team, and then they kind of turned it on down the stretch. They had a late win at Kentucky. So maybe a year where they have lower expectations going in, maybe they'll overachieve and make a run.
Well, and as we're recording this, like an hour ago, or at least I saw it an hour ago,
yeah,
I don't know exactly
right
when it came out, Kansas, their potential second round opponent, their leading scorer announced that he's out for the year. So McCullough is going to be out, and that makes their path significantly
yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Easier. So yeah, I might have gone with Gonzaga as my sleeper if you know, I prepared for this podcast 10 minutes ago. But I'm going with Creighton, the 3-seed Creighton. Again, 3-seed, kind of a weak sleeper. But they are the fourth most frequently picked team, according to Yahoo's brackets from this region. They're behind Kansas, the 4-seed, which we know is
bigger dog.
Would not be a great pick. But Creighton, ton of experience. I think the bracket set up pretty well, well, really well to get to the second weekend. Their second round matchup could be against by far the worst sixth seed of South Carolina. And eventually, they if they have to play Purdue to get to the Final Four, they've got Kalkbrenner to hopefully match up with Edie.
That's right. Yep.
All right. What it, what's your upset in this region?
Man, there's a lot of potential upsets in this region. I'll say
I think there's eight potential upsets.
fair. I'll just say, man, where am I going to go? There's too many. I'll just say that the obvious one is Oregon over South Carolina. Just they're a 1-point dog. It's not much of an upset, but seed wise it is. And Dana Altman, the coach for Oregon, he usually gets his teams to peak later in the year. They did that. They won the Pac-12 tournament, and they did it also because they got their leading scorer center back, missed about half the year, in Fali and Dante. They got hot. They had a top 10 win against Arizona. Like South Carolina, just, like you said, they're not as good as their, as their record indicated.
Yeah. If you're in an average pool, like this is just a no brainer to pick when an 11 seed is base, almost a pick 'em against a six seed. And you assume the rest of your opponents are going to be taking mostly the six seed because they're the higher seed. Then you got it. You got to take the 11 seed. So
yeah. And now I'm thinking about that Samford, Kansas one. I think it's only like a 7-point favorite as a 4-13.
Yeah, that could be worth a gamble there.
But
yeah, especially if you're in a big pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
West region, bottom left, the final one. Oh, here.
This is a terrible region.
Who's your sleeper?
Okay, my sleeper is St. Mary's. They're a 5 seed. So using Bart Torvik's ratings, and if you quantify, if you look at it since January 1st, they're actually the 8th rated team. They weren't really good in the non-conference, but they figured things out as they got into conference play. They rolled through the WCC, won the WCC tournament. They got Aiden Mahaney can score. They got a center, Saxon, that is pretty solid. So my sleeper is St. Mary's.
Okay, I'm going a little deeper here. I'm taking an 11 seed New Mexico. They're actually nice. Favored in their first round matchup against the 6 seed Clemson.
Upset City.
Yeah, they were one of a few underseeded Mountain West teams.
Yeah.
And the 3 seed they could face in the second round is Baylor, who is probably the weakest 3 seed. Baylor struggles against good competition. So I could see the Lobos making a little run.
I agree. I like the Lobos. They got hot. They have Eddie House's son, who was in the NBA, and they got Jamal Mashburn's son. Like they got the NBA guys.
Okay. How about
and Patino's son's the coach?
How about upset?
Upset. Well,
I'm being a wuss. I'm taking New Mexico. It's not an upset at all. They're favored, but I didn't like any of the other upsets. Like I just couldn't pick one. So I'm
I mean, I think a lot of people are liking the Grand Canyon 12-5 over St. Mary's. It is only like a 5.5-point thing, but
is that the one that Jay Billis said Vegas was dead wrong?
They didn't know what they were talking about. Yeah,
something like that. I don't remember if it was that game or a different one. But
by the way, did you see? So Grand Canyon, did you see the what happened at the very end of their conference championship game?
No.
So Grand Canyon ended up pulling away very late against Texas Arlington.
Oh, I think
and,
I did.
And they did like a kind of a showboat dunk. The guy didn't have to dunk it. And the Texas Arlington guy hucked the ball at him.
He nailed him.
It was a good throw.
And the other guy came up and shoved him.
Yeah, he started it.
He telegraphed that.
Yeah, but that was... that was hilarious. So
yeah,
That's
I can see. Like, obviously, you got to keep your cool, but I can see why it would make you mad.
Oh yeah, you were that close to the dance, and this guy's showboating. And Grand Canyon, their coach too is Bryce Drew, he's got one of the most famous shots in the tournament. Okay, but no, that's not my upset. Would be Charleston over Alabama. Alabama's lost 4 of 6. One of those wins was in overtime as a big favorite over Arkansas. Their defense just isn't good. So if Charleston is hitting their shots, maybe they could give the Tide a scare.
Okay, yeah, I thought about that one. All right, let's get to our Final Four and championship picks. So I'll start us out here. Should I just give all?
You feel free. Like if you remember, like your Elite Eight, like who they have beating, go for it.
Oh,
you don't have to.
I don't think I will. I don't have it in
front of me. That doesn't matter.
You can do that.
All right.
So Final Four, top left, I'm taking Auburn. That's kind of my,
good one.
Contrarian pick to try and hopefully, I mean, I'm assuming everyone's going to take UConn in that region, and Auburn is a contrarian pick there. I don't think they'll be a huge underdog if they face UConn in that Elite Eight game. I think it would be the Elite Eight.
Sweet 16.
Oh, it would be Sweet 16? Oh, that's right. Because they're in the top of the...
Yeah,
it would be a 1-4. Yeah. And then 2-3 on the other side. Okay, well, it's happening earlier, but...
No, it's, I like it.
Taking a chance on Auburn. I mean, because they're, like you said, they're top five in the power ratings. So they're really good.
They just won the SEC.
Arizona in the bottom left, because I just think UNC is a weak one seed there. Arizona, agreed. I think they're favored to win that region, so that's chalk. Houston in the top right, chalk again. I think people might be taking the name brands of Duke and Kentucky more than they should.
Yeah.
And I think Houston is just a huge step ahead of those teams and a big step ahead of Marquette. And then, let's see, the final region in the bottom right, I have Purdue. Again, the favorite. But, you know, their path got a tiny bit easier with the McCollar injury.
Yeah.
And I just could see them pulling off what Virginia pulled off a few years ago with,
that's right,
losing to a 16 seed. Matt Painter, he hopes I'm right here because he really needs a run.
I I don't really have a problem with them. I'd be, because like Zach Edey gets a bunch of shit, and like, I don't know, he doesn't seem like, I don't know him, but doesn't seem like a douchebag. That'd be good.
Yeah, so that's my Final Four. It's pretty much all chalk and then Auburn. It's like, okay, that's my one thing. I'm taking a stand. If UConn goes down before the Final Four, before the Elite Eight, then that'll be big for me. And then so Final Four, which is in Phoenix, right? I've got the hometown Arizona Wildcats beating Auburn to advance to the title. And then on the other side, I have Houston over Purdue. And I will say Houston wins it all.
Michael, we are
very similar.
We are very, very similar.
Yeah. I think Houston, they've got like everyone's UConn, the percentage that they're getting picked to win the title is extremely insane. High. At least I checked Yahoo's percentages. Yeah. Maybe our pool won't bear out that way, but I just think in a pool like that, where if it follows the Yahoo percentages, you just can't pick UConn because there's too many people picking them,
and their region is harder than most of the others. Like they have
Houston is not that much less likely to win the title than they are, so
no.
But they're getting picked like half as much, so
right,
give me Houston.
Houston's been like 1 and 2 in KenPom and the predictive metrics like all year long. And and now UConn's up there, of course, too. But all right. So we are very, very similar. So in the East, I have the only difference here is I have Iowa State beating Auburn in the Elite Eight. So we both have UConn going down. So I have Iowa State in the Final Four. The West, I have Arizona. I actually have them knocking off St. Mary's. I have St. Mary's beating North Carolina. Arizona, they're like one of those quietest two seeds. I can remember last year they lost to a 15 seed. So they're kind of trying to avenge that. And they got a guy, Caleb Love, who was at North Carolina a couple years ago, took them to the national title. He could actually face them. So Arizona. And then I have Houston, like you. I have them beating Texas Tech, though, the 6th seed, Big 12. Okay. Midwest. Here's the difference is I do have – I'm actually going to take Rick Barnes and Tennessee. I'm going to have them beat Gonzaga in a surprise. So I've got Arizona, Iowa State, and then Houston, Tennessee. And I'm going Arizona over Iowa State, like you said, in Phoenix, Houston over Tennessee. And we each have Houston over Arizona in the national
title. That is – okay, that's very similar.
I don't think anyone's picking Arizona. I mean, there are, but compared to like – everyone's got, like you said, UConn and maybe North Carolina. And
I thought about in Purdue's region, you went Tennessee there. Do I have that right?
I had an upset of Gonzaga beating Tennessee, or I mean, sorry, beating Purdue in the Sweet 16. And then, yeah, Tennessee. I don't love Tennessee, but like, I just wanted to kind of, I don't know. No,
I could see it. I could see it. And I thought about going Creighton in that region.
That was hard.
Like I said, I really like them to get out of the first weekend. So you kind of feel good.
Yeah.
About good at least you're not, path. You know, hopefully you don't get knocked out the first weekend, but
yeah,
I don't know. We're going to be in a relatively small pool. So I went somewhat chalky.
I know. Last year I felt like I was more bold. You know what last year I did is Florida Atlantic went to the Final Four, and that was they were in an 8-9, and they played Memphis, and I picked Memphis to go to the Final Four.
Oh.
Florida Atlantic beat them with like a second left. So you know, who knows what would have happened, but last year I got a little too bold, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it for this episode of the College Basketball Bros. Again, I'm going to put it, you know what? If I guarantee that I'll put the link in the description right now, then it's going to happen. Ooh. So guaranteed link is in the description. Thanks for listening and enjoy the first weekend of March Madness. Best weekend of the year.